This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Two members of the Pascua Yaqui tribe have died related to COVID-19, the Arizona Daily Star reports. According to the tribe, the two members were women who lived off the reservation. The tribal health department is working with Pima County Health to notify family. They're recommending anyone who had close contact with the women to self-isolate. The tribal health department is conducting limited testing on the reservation. Pima County, as of Wednesday, had 10 coronavirus-related deaths and more than 200 known cases. The Navajo Nation saw positive COVID-19 cases increase by 40 between Tuesday and Wednesday. As of Wednesday night, positive tests reached 214, with 7 deaths related to the coronavirus. More than half of the cases are in Arizona, some in Utah, and the rest in New Mexico. Tribal leaders say they're seeking more test kits and on-site labs as they expect numbers to continue to grow. Navajo leaders are urging residents on the reservation to stay at home. President Jonathan Nez was handing out information outside a grocery store in Window Rock, Arizona, Wednesday, asking people to prepare for the next few weeks.
Once you get your supplies, hunker down for the next 2 to 3 weeks. We're trying to slow down and stop the spread of coronavirus here on the Navajo Nation.
The tribe has a number of emergency orders in place, including a nightly curfew, which went into effect on Monday. Medical martial law will go into effect Friday on the Red Lake Nation in Minnesota. Stay-at-home orders and a nightly curfew are in place on the reservation. Chairman Daryl Seeke Sr. declared the medical martial law executive order Wednesday. He delivered an address to tribal citizens through social media, saying COVID-19 is threatening the community.
Medical martial law means that expanded executive authorities are in effect and permits streamlined decision-making by the chairman to swiftly address threats to the safety and security of tribal members.
The chairman says while there are no positive cases on the reservation, credible reports indicate a member who lives off the reservation has tested positive for the coronavirus and may travel to Red Lake. Travel to and from the reservation will be monitored. In South Dakota, the Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe has set up checkpoints at major roadways on its reservation in response to COVID-19. Starting Thursday, checkpoints will monitor traffic allowed through the reservation. All out-of-state non-commercial drivers will not be allowed past checkpoints unless they have proof of tribal membership and reservation residency. The tribe has several emergency orders in place to address COVID-19, including travel bans and the restriction of visitors from off the reservation. The New Mexico Department of Indian Affairs is working with tribes as the state recently announced schools will be closed for the rest of the academic school year due to COVID-19. New Mexico Indian Affairs Cabinet Secretary Lynn Trujillo says the department is in weekly contact with tribal leaders about needs, including food supplies and funding.
We are also looking at our budget and working with sister agencies to see where we can make buys and purchases to meet the needs in our tribal communities. There are a variety of needs that are in our tribal communities. And one of the challenges that we're working on is transportation and how to get these resources that are available out into our tribal communities that are very remote.
She says most federal and tribally controlled schools are closed. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
It's the circle of life that teaches us to take care of each other, to use our voice when we are in need. Like the circle of life, there is an opportunity that comes around every 10 years, a chance to participate and let others know who we are and where we are. The 2020 census will be our opportunity to shape our future for generations to come. Shape our future. Start here. Learn more at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
Native Voice 1, the Native American Radio Network.